For once and for all, it must be decided if ye are to go on wasting my goods, or if I am to be master of my own house and king in mine own land." The wooers bit their lips with rage, and some of them answered him rudely, but Telemachus paid no heed, and when at last they returned to their houses, he went upstairs to his own room. The old woman who had nursed him when he was a child carried torches before him to show him the way. When he sat down on his bed and took off his doublet, she folded and smoothed it and hung it up. Then she shut the door with its silver handle and left Telemachus, wrapped in a soft fleece of wool, thinking far into the night of all that Athena had said to him. When day dawned, he dressed and buckled on his sword and told heralds to call the lords to a council meeting. When all were assembled, he went into the hall. In his hand he carried a bronze spear, and two of his hounds followed him, and when he went up to his father's seat and sat down there, the oldest men gave place to him. For Athena had shed on him such a wondrous grace that he looked like a young god.
"Never since brave Odysseus sailed away to Troyland have we had a council meeting," said one old lord. "I think the man who hath called this meeting is a true man. Good luck go with him. May the gods give him his heart's desire."
So good a beginning did this seem, that Telemachus was glad, and, burning to say all that had been in his heart for so long, he rose to his feet and spoke. Of the loss of his father he spoke sadly, and then, with burning words, of the cowardly wooers, of their feastings and revelings and wasting of his goods, and of their insolence to Penelope and himself. When he had thus spoken in rage and grief, he burst into tears. For a little there was silence, then one of the wooers said angrily,
"Penelope is to blame, and no other. For 3 years she has deceived us.
'I will give you my answer when I have finished weaving this robe,' she said,
and so we waited and waited. But now that 3 years have gone and a fourth has begun, it is told us by one of her maids that each night she has undone all she has woven during the day. She can deceive us no longer. She must now finish the robe and tell us whom she will marry, for we will not leave this place until she has chosen a husband."
Then, once again, with pleading words, Telemachus tried to move the hearts of the wooers. "If ye will not go," at last he said, "I will ask the gods to reward you for your wickedness." As he spoke, two eagles flew, fleet as the wind, from the mountain crest. Side by side they flew until they were above the place of the council meeting. Then they wheeled about.